Today's Mishnah in Masechet Taharot, brought to you from Eretz HaKadesh, is Perek Tet, Mishnah Vav. All right, so we've been talking about the different types of issues that are involved in making sure that something was Mukhshar LeKabel Tuma, and we were specifically focusing for a bit here on the idea of Mohal, that is Yotze, or by the way, the language of the Mishnah time is Mohal with a Chet, and it became, in the time of the Rishonim, Mohal, which is the standard way of referring to this sweat, Zeya, which is sometimes called Zeya Be'alma. It's nothing but an exudation, which doesn't have the actual din of that substance. And this is something that comes up in a lot of different circumstances. Here we're talking about it in terms of being one of the Shiva Mashkin that's able to be Makshir. So we spoke about it needs to be the Gemar Malacha. And if it's not the Gemar Malacha, obviously the olives are not ready for Heksher and not ready for Tuma at all. The Heksher wouldn't make any difference. That even included the question of whether the person is ready to actually work with his olives. So if he was planning, remember the whole sugya began with the mission about his plans to add olives because he was going to go to the, even to the supermarket. If he didn't have enough olives to fill up his maten or to borrow some from neighbors. And then of course there's another issue. The other issue being, is it mohal that he wants? Well, that's a different issue. Remember, because we darshan from ki yutan mayim al zera, which is spelled ki yitain, that we need a passive ki yutan, perhaps, would be enough, but only if it's similar to ki yitain, which would mean that the person would have to want that water or that one of the Shiva Mashkim to be on there. So that's the other issue. If it's currently not good for him to have these olives sweating, is the word that we use, to be sweating this mohal, so then the mohal is definitely not going to be Makshir LeKabel Tuma. Underneath all of that, we had the overall machlokas, whether is mohal bichlal ever considered to be a real mashka. Fine, but all of our discussions have been in terms of the halacha, which is that mohal is considered to be a mashka. But we have to remember that shouldn't just be taken for granted. That itself was a machlokas. Now here, up until now, we were talking about the assumption that someone wants to process his olives to make them into oil. But that's not the only way that people are going to eat olives. How about in the event that the person doesn't want to make olive oil? Instead, what he wants is to be able, as some people like, they like crunchy olives that you eat as sun-dried olives one at a time. And they're ripened in the sun and you let them dry out. And then you sort of suck on that olive for hours and you get off every, I'm sure you've tried that, and you get out every little last bit of olivey taste from it. And then you pop another dried olive. Okay, so that obviously is going to be a completely different situation. Now, this guy has been meniach zeitav begag legargaram. So this person, he wants to eat, gargaram is actually sort of, he pops olives. So this guy, he's got all his olives up there on the roof. He wants them to dry out, and that way he's going to have these yummy sun-dried olives. Now, what happened is that he brought a heck of a lot of olives up to the roof, and I guarantee you that if you've got, you know, a full foot of olives on your roof, the olives on the bottom are not going to be very well sun-dried, that's for sure. As a matter of fact, what's going to happen is that the ones underneath are also under pressure if there's a big pile of olives. And not only are they not going to get sun-dried, they're also going to start getting smushy because under the pressure, they are going to act the way that an olive's in a matin would act. You know, they start oxidizing, they get warm, and they start pressing on each other, and then they turn into a mush. So what happens there? Well, for sure, it's not going to be very well sun-dried. But this person didn't put them there for that purpose. He put them there. He put a little too many there. But he put them there in order to sun-dry olives. And therefore, in this case, for sure, he does not want that mohal. And therefore, it's not going to be makshir, even the ones that are at the bottom that are very smushy. Now, there's also sometimes where you've got olives that are not really ripe enough yet to be sun-dried, because they only really work as nice, tasty sun-dried olives if they were really completely ripe. If they're not, then what you do is you soften them. How do you soften them? You let them sit around exactly like this, not in the sun. So what he did was, Nitanamba Baichi Yilku, he had olives that were not ready to be sun-dried. So first he brought them into the house, stacked them up in a room out of the sun so that they yilku, that they turn. I mean, yilku means that they're actually damaged, but it means that in terms of what he wants, it's sort of they get softer, which is not what he wants, but he has no choice. So he's going to let them get soft in the house. But his plan is that after they're ready, he's going to take them up to the roof as soon as he can to dry them out, and he'll have his somewhat compromised popping olives treat. So he's atita halotam legag. So at the end, he's going to take them up to the roof, like in the Resha. Or what he could also do is he could put them in a pile up there in the gog, like we had, which in fact will soften them, the ones on the bottom, and then he's going to eat them. Or what he'll do is maybe he'll spread them out afterwards, yiftachin, he'll open them up into the air. In all of these cases, he does want them to get soft. And in that case, the Zeya actually helps him, because when they do that, that's what makes them softer. So in that case, they will be mukshar. Now, you could put things in the house not because you want to soften them. You could put them in the house because you want to build yourself a little shomera on the roof, which will allow a shomer to sit up there and make sure that they're not stolen. Because, I mean, everybody loves the dear neighbors that you've got down there in Har Chevron. They love to climb people's roofs and steal all their olives. And therefore, he doesn't want to put them up on the roof until he's got a shomer up on the roof. So he's in the middle of putting in his special cameras on the roof, and until they're ready, he's not going to put the olives on the roof. So meanwhile, he puts them in his house. But the point putting them in the house was not to soften them. So nitanamba bait, achi shamerat gago. So up until he sets up his closed circuit camera system, he puts it at home. Or for that matter, he doesn't have good sunshine, so he brings them into the house, and he plans to transfer them to a place where they can get dry. So there, for sure, he does not want any of the mochal. And they're enam mukhsharim, because he's got to move them, and it's not going to be easy to move in the case that we're talking about a smush.
Rabbi, I just want to clarify that where he wants the mochal not as a food start, but as the liquid which helps him treat, that sort of like rain that's falling the timing in bank. But not because he's dealing with the mole as food as part of the olives, but he wants it there on his own.
I think, Reb Barnea, that was quite clear. Yes, that's been the point all along, that we're talking about whether mochal has a din of a mashka in terms of makshirin. That was the entire point of the perek.
I always dealt with it as whether he wants to eat it or not, and it's
Okay, so I'm glad you clarified it, and now we can continue. But this has been the point from the beginning. I hope that it was clear from the beginning, which brings us back to the beginning. So in the beginning, we started discussing the olives that are in a ma'aten, right? And we're waiting there, and we went into the different possibilities where the guy was going to continue to add olives, but he didn't have olives right now, and therefore he would prefer that they wouldn't start getting soft yet, because he wants to process the entire thing. And therefore, it's only going to be muksha when he's ready to process. Now, how about if he's not ready to process, but he is in need of olive oil? So what does he do? He says, look, I don't have yet my full ma'atin. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to take a little bit of the stuff that's been sitting here, because I desperately need to do a very small, a single-time press. single-time press is called one baud. So I don't know whether there's an actual shear to this I couldn't find, but a standard baud means a one-time press that you can put into that press. So this is, okay, I don't have my full tin of olives. I'm going to take out some of these olives that have been sitting here because I haven't been able to get any olives yet, and I'll squeeze the ones that I take out. So Ratzavi told me, she takes out one or two loads to be able to have a little bit of olive oil in the house. So Beit Shammai says, look, even if you have something that's tummy, you can go ahead and use that container and take it out, put it into those olives. It's tummy. Yeah, but those olives that are in that vat, they do not have any ability to contact Tuma, because they're not Mukshel Kabel Tuma, because as we said, it's not yet ready. First of all, you don't want it, and second of all, it's not the Gemar Malacha. So at the moment that you're taking the olives out of the Maten, that's called kotse, when you cut off a little bit. So you're taking out some of the smushy olives, and you can even use things that are tame, and since they're not Mukshel Kabel Tuma, so then there's no problem. Once you take out those olives and you actually put them through the press and you make olive oil, so then Beit Shammai holds that you have to be mechape b'tahara. You now want to put something over the olives that are inside the maten. Make sure that what you put on top of them is tahor. Why? Because it's very easy for people to make the mistake of believing that those olives in your maten are actually Gemar Malacha olives, because here's the guy has actually made olive oil, and he took it out of this maten. So therefore, in order to make it clear that it's 100% tahor, so that there's no chashash of tumah, the Rabbanon would go to treat it l'chumra and consider it to be mukhsharim l'kabal tumah, even if l'maisa, you were planning on putting the more olives in the next day after you're taken out these, and mi'ikra din, it isn't. Beit Hillel omrim, no. Either it's actually mukhan l'kabal tumah, or it's not. And since l'maisa, we know that you intend to put in more olives, and it's not gemar malacha, and it's also not kiyutan, so af mechapeh betumah, there's no such gezeira. But what about if you take out the entire load from the maten with the intent to refill it? So what about that? So over here, it's clear from the machlokas that the only time that we argue Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai is where you're taking out one or two badim. But in a case where you would actually be taking the entire maten, and they have a little bit, you didn't turn it upside down, but you took out all of the olives. Now, all of those olives, if you are going to remove them from the maten, there's going to be definitely a little bit of mochal at some point, even if you had intended originally that you're going to put in more. The moment that you've decided that you're ready to take them all out, so then at that point, it would be considered to be gemar malacha. And if the mashke, that is the mohal, had not come out, here is the fascinating issue. When the mashke came out, it was not something that he wanted, because he was intending to put in more olives. So there was no point at which he was happy for it to come out, because it's going to make it more difficult for him to add more olives. So the fact that he takes out at the end should mean that, okay, that the bottom line is these are not really Mukshel Kabel Tumah, and I'm just using them because I'm in a tough spot, but I didn't want this mashke to come out. Then nonetheless, there seems to be an agreement in the way that we just said the Mishnah between Beis Hillel and Beit Shammai, that in that case, for sure, we would view all of the olives and whatever is moisture is inside of the matein, then for sure, it's considered to be Mukshel Kabel Tumah, even according to Beit Hillel. Rabbi Yossi says, look, you can dig out all of your olives, if you dig out the olives, then what you usually use is a piece of, like a metal shovel that can take it out from the bottom, as opposed to sticking in a container and taking out a bunch. That's why we change it here to say, I don't care if you take a metal shovel. Some learn that it mentions metal shovel because metal is more likely to be metami because it's something that is cheravareo kecholo, which is a very difficult pshat to be saveo. But anyway, the simple meaning is you can go ahead, pull it out with a metal shovel, umolich lebet habad betuma, and you can take it out even if you're taking out every last bit from it. Since the truth is you are not satisfied with the situation, you wanted to have more olives, it's not the Gemar Malacha, we are not going to be gozer that it's considered to be tumei just because in the end you were forced to utilize all of them.